In fact, it would ring more if I'd be a little more lenient.
I was born too late.
That?
I was born too early.
Would I be too few? How old are you?
I'm 22. I've got a girlfriend. She lives in Lake Charles.
Lake Charles?
Yeah, I just been down to visit. But she lives in, she actually lives in Atlanta, folks from Lake Charles.
Oh, I thought she lives in Atlanta.
Yeah, she's 6 feet tall.
Cool. Be good to match with you, huh? You must be about 6'6", huh?
6'7".
I knew that. I was close. I'm just 5'4". That's why I know how tall you are.
Well, what about some of the things you would wear? Like, if your old clothes wore out, you go out and buy yourself a
suit.
New suit.
Nowadays, you have this leisure suit. Naturally, I have a couple of good suits, you know, for funerals, which don't tell you when they're coming, and weddings, you know, you have to present yourself in some respect. And I'm not going to lie to you, lately, since the last 2 years, I've been an usher, and we have to wear, we usher every 2 months, you know, one month at a time, 6 months out of the year, you see. And we have to wear ties and suits, so naturally, I need to buy more suits than I like.
Buy a new suit?
Well, not so new, but I mean, it made me buy more suits than I usually wear have. Cause I'm not holding my clothes. I don't wear what I wear a suit now. Just like I tell you, I might go to a funeral once in a while. I make all funerals here because I work for myself. I'm a farmer. I'm my own boss. I can take off 2 hours to go to a funeral, and I know everybody around here. I would say, let me put it back, not everybody, all the old people. Now they have some in this lane, I don't even know who the hell they are. I went to a meeting last night, they were saying some names to be on the board for the church. We have to put the names up for the vote. And they were naming some names, I didn't even know the people. And I've been living here all my life, 57 years, living half a mile. I've been living here 51 years right here. And some people, I don't even know it. They live right here. Maybe.
Is that the only church in town?
No, they have another, have a Baptist church. Just a piece going to Thibodeau on your right, about half a mile from that.
Just a little piece down there.
Yeah. Right in front of that SO station, a piece down the road. The church on the right, the SO's on the left. And then that Catholic church is.
Yeah.
Actually, just this year they had a new archdiocese built in Thibodeau and home.
Now, at the funeral, the people dressed in black were in.
That was the only time. They don't do that. Oh, I said maybe one person might have a black dress, but that's a coincidence.
You said they were in.
At one time, we wouldn't go to funeral if we were dressed in black. Especially the persons decent, you know, that was related to, let's say you was a girl, and that was your mom and daddy that died, and actually you would wear black years ago, but today you don't. And
you don't, or?
No, you don't wear black. Oh, I mean, you wear something presentable. You always wear a dress, and you know, you look yourself presentable. But
people dressed in black, you say they were in mourning.
Mourning, yeah. But that was years ago. Mourning is still. I mean, people are still respect the dead, but not as much as
they used to. I hear they used to turn off a.
Well, you
play the radio when it was.
You wouldn't play the radio at one time. You wouldn't. You'll turn your face if you hear music at one time.
Now,
but not now, do you?
Yeah. A woman who's lost her husband is a... Is a what? A woman who's lost her husband? To be a...
Divorce? No, not a divorce. No.
Well, a woman whose husband is
dead. Widow. Huh?
What about if you just left her?
Divorce.
Yeah. Okay.
It depends how you left.